flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm excited to be here. I'm also excited that my friend Latonya Land is visiting me from Houston. She is on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. We were just at the Mall of America. We had an amazing time because my son Andrew had his book launch there in the rotunda. Honey, this was not Toddler Tuesday. This was all about Andrew. We was on the main stage in the rotunda. We had coloring stations. We had vendors. And Latonya, you participated in a panel because you, at the back of Andrew's book, offer tips to people, parents, caregivers, and anybody who reads a book about how to support normal developing kids who have autistic siblings. Why was it important for you to be a part of the book?
Well, first, let me just say thank you so much for having me on this show. Or should I say, do we tell Shaletta Brundage no when she wants you to do something? You just fall in line. And here I am. And that's been the case since we were 19 when we first met each other. So let's just say I know all the things about her. So offline, if there's anybody who wants to know a little something,
Jonathan, Jonathan might take you up on that. He got your phone number. He the one who put you online. But let me tell you something. I'm so happy to have you here. If you have an all-purpose friend, you are blessed. Latonya came in here, and the first thing she did was just relieve me. She did my daughter's hair. She put the kids to bed. She ironed the shirts this morning for us to get ready to go to the Mall of America. She prayed over the babies before they went down. I mean, it was just so nice having a real good friend around who knows you, who knows all about you, who knows where the skeletons are buried in the closet, and loves and supports you anyway. I tell you, girl, you might not come up out that basement. I'm gonna tell you that right now. You might not make it.
Please let me go at some point. But since I'm here, let me just try to answer that question. First, in all honesty, it is definitely a privilege for me to be able to be on this show with my best friend, Shaletta. And when I got the call that Andrew would have a book, I was so excited because the other three siblings already had books. So when she told me about this idea, I'm like, oh, yes, Andrew has a book. Little did I know that I would be asked to contribute the tips. And can I just say, that's stretching me. I'm a school counselor, so I do things in the schoolhouse. I'm comfortable with that. But being on a radio station, doing a live TV show just on Friday, my friend is stretching me. That's why I said at the beginning, do you tell Shaletta no? You do not. But in all seriousness, I'm just so excited that I had this opportunity to be able to share my expertise because this is year 28 for me in education, and I'm just excited to always advocate for all children, but specifically children who face adversities, right? But in this case, Andrew's book, he is not on the spectrum. However, there are a lot of things that he may have missed out on because all the attention had to go to his siblings. But can I tell you something? That Andrew Brundage stepped up to the plate. He was a leader. He understood his assignment, and he is so laid back with it. There are several questions that happened today at the Mall of America, and they were like, well, how do you do it? And he was like, I take it one day at a time. That's what I do. So what I want to do is encourage all the listeners, if you or someone you know has children on the spectrum and you also have children who are not on the spectrum, please, please, please make sure you give all the children individual time. You may think, oh, this one doesn't have a special needs. They don't have a disability. They don't need me as much. You are incorrect. All of your children need you. They just need you in a different way.
And that's the problem that I had and didn't realize that I had it. Andrew was walking and talking and riding his bike and making his own Eggo waffles and ramen noodles while the other kids couldn't feed themselves. I had to puree their food. They were still in diapers. They couldn't look at me. They couldn't talk or follow simple commands. And so I was pouring so much into them and didn't have really anything left for Andrew.
And like Shaletta said, that happens a lot of times in families where there are special needs children, and then there are those children who are developing at their normal rate and their normal pace. And so families have to be intentional. And a couple of the tips that I shared at the back of the book is just to, one, see the child who is not on the spectrum or the child who doesn't have a special need, see them as an individual. And don't always tie them to their siblings. Like if you see them, it's okay to ask them things that they like to do. It should not always be, oh, so what are you and your siblings doing? It could be as simple as if you're a neighbor, hey, can Andrew, since we're talking about Andrew and his new book, can Andrew come out and play and that be okay, that he is able to be a normal child without any ties to his siblings? Does that mean he loves his siblings any less? No, it does not. That just means he knows his place, meaning he has to give and sacrifice for his siblings, but in return, he needs the same sacrifice for him. It just looks different. That's all.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I just cannot thank you enough for being here and supporting our family, these kids. Girl, we are going to so miss you. We are already grieving, and you have not even left town yet. And I have to say, girl, I wish you could have seen the look on your face when it started snowing a little bit on Friday and Saturday.
Ooh,
you were just, your Houston blood was not ready for that.
I was not. And neither were my clothes nor my coat was not ready for that. In Houston, Texas, we have different weather. Our weather is hot. That snow looks pretty. Didn't want any parts of it, but I was thankful that today the sun was out and the temperature rose. I was excited about that.
I know, and I know your coats were excited about that because, baby, you were layering and putting on and had both heaters going. I said, Lord, give my friend some sunshine. Give her some warm weather because that's the thing in Minnesota. Sunshine is everything. If we can get that sun out, that temperature will go up 5-10 degrees. But it's when you got those overcast, cloudy days that even, you know, if they say it's 54, windy and overcast, it's a whole different 54 when it's sunny and there's no wind. So we had us a nice day today. I hope today made up for that that cold weather you came into on our Friday.
It did, and I'll just say all the love that I got from you, the kids, from Sean, it's been great, especially Cameron, because we had our girl time on yesterday, and we had girl time this morning, so that was awesome.
Oh, she loved that. Being the only girl in the house and my busy schedule, she's always with her brothers and her dad. And so to have some girl time, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, that auntie love is just so important. You know, you young and you think I'm going to just move out of town and I'm going to be away from my family and I'm going to start my own life and do my own thing. And you have kids and you're like, I miss these aunties. I miss having cousins where, you know, my kids could have some family around that they can, you know, go and hang out with and do sleepovers with and get that extra auntie love, which also gives mommy a break. And I don't have that. So, girl, I'm telling you, that's the thing that I have cherished the most is watching you do Cameron's hair and hang out with the kids. And while I'm also doing something else like laundry or mopping or dishes or whatever.
And that's what friends are for. Friends will step in. You don't have to ask. They just see that there's a need, and a friend steps in and just does it without looking for anything in return.
Oh,
and
girl,
that,
I just...
Can I just say I love you as well? You know I support you. I continue to encourage you, and God is going to continue to use you in ways that are seen and unseen, and I am here for the ride to watch him work because God is so good.
Oh, he is good, and all those years ago when we were 19, he gave me you, and I just thank him for that every day. LaTanya Land, check her out in the back of Andrew's book, 10 Tips, so you can learn how to support normal developing kids who have special needs siblings. I love you, sister. We'll talk soon.
All right. Love you.